Seven Knuckleheads. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. The cop who pulled his gun during that neighborhood fight in McKinney, Texas, has now resigned. But the debate goes on, and it doesn't break along neat racial lines. The people of McKinney don't want help from out-of-town activists. They don't see McKinney as anything like Ferguson or Baltimore. And there are black residents of the Craig Ranch community saying that race had nothing to do with this. Benet Embry is one of them.
Out of that 130 predominantly African-American, seven knuckleheads ruined the whole thing for everybody.
A racist comment apparently set things off, but a lot of people make racist comments, and a lot of pool parties get crashed by knuckleheads, and a lot of parties are broken up by cops. That's not unusual. What was unusual is that a cop in a middle-class suburban community slammed a 14-year-old girl to the ground and then pulled his gun, ready to shoot anyone coming to her defense. Being a dad with a daughter who lives in a middle-class suburban community, I knew that if I had seen my kid being tossed around by the cops that I pay for, my instinct would have been to rush the cop. And he'd have been justified in shooting me on the grounds he felt threatened. So I think that this has revealed the danger of an out-of-control cop to a whole new audience. But at the same time, it's a reminder that if there's anything that needs strict adult supervision, it's a teenage pool party. I frankly hated them as a kid. It was like taking a bath with strangers. But if you must have one, keep it small and only invite people you absolutely trust. It's much safer, and let's face it, there's a reason they put all that chlorine in those community pools. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.